First time we did it, I was scared to death. She snuck out in that cotton dress. Jumped on in and we drove to the lake. Put her hand on my knee and said, I can't wait. I had everything we needed in the bed of my truck. Turns out my baby loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time. Early in the morning, in the middle of the night. She's hooked and now she can't get enough. Man, that girl sure loves to fish.
Welcome back to Fishy Radio. I'm Dee. I'm here with Heather and Judy.
Holla, holla.
Hey. Today we're going to talk about fishing. What do you know? We're going to talk about fishing today. With the quarantine in effect, we've been having fishing. A little bit of time on our hands, huh?
Yeah, doing lots and lots of fishing. Jolene and I have actually been spending a lot of time together lately. It's been real nice.
I know.
Although she is kind of upset with me right now. I think she's got a case of the stern.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's pretty ticked off at me. But we've been spending a lot of time together.
That's a good thing. A case of the what?
A case of the stern.
What's that?
A case of the tail.
Do I ask? Huh?
A case of the tail.
Oh.
She got a case of the... She's mad at me.
She got diarrhea or what?
No. She's just... Oh, it's just an expression. She's just mad at me. Oh, I almost fell backwards.
Well, why is she mad at you?
I ran her up in the dock Saturday.
Oh, snap. Oh,
yeah. Oops. My
you
bad.
Didn't make the piling move up and then go back down, did you?
No. It was a little windy on Saturday. It was like 40 knot winds or something, and I was trying to get up into the dock. Actually, it was like probably 12 knots. I think it was more like a gust. Whatever. It's my story. I'm going to tell it the way
I
want.
Heck yeah.
But you know how you bring her in and nose her up to the dock, and then you throw it in reverse and throw her, you know, stern back. Well, I came in a little hot. I may have come in a little hot, and it was a concrete dock, and she may have gotten a little, upset with me. Thankfully, I had to...
You crashed a concrete dock?
I did. Well, I mean, it's got the wood. You know, it's got
a
wood thing.
Mark, huh?
And then... So, it's not like I, you know, crashed into the dock. And have you seen that meme that says, horsepower is how hard you hit the dock, and torque is how far you drag the dock with you after you hit it? Well, so, it was a concrete dock. So, I just hit it. I didn't drag it with me.
That's
I didn't move the dock.
Bro. That's hilarious. That's funny. I think everybody has a dock story, right?
Yeah.
Because like when I went fishing on Monday, where the boat ramp is, the current rips through that canal. I mean, it rips.
Yeah.
I mean, horribly bad.
Yeah.
Especially when you're trying to cut across it to get to the boat ramp, it's almost impossible. So I had the music blaring super loud.
Of course.
Everybody's looking at me, I was waving. What's up? Right? And I pulled up to the seawall, and it just has... 3-inch PVC pipes off the concrete seawall.
Yeah.
And my boat's only 17 foot, so my boat didn't exactly... It literally fit in between the PVC instead of landing on the PVC. And I pulled up there like Luke Duke, and everybody
Luke
was like,
Duke.
Hey, what's up? You know, I was like, hey, what's happening? You know, like, I crashed that sucker so bad, it left a blue mark on the concrete. Oops. I was like, oh, dang. I was like... Darn wind.
Right?
Darn wind did it to me, you know?
I don't know if I actually left any marks on it or not, but I had a buddy with me that jumped up on the bow and grabbed the piling up there. And, I'd have probably lost my trolling motor had he not done that. But I don't know. I mean, it was coming in strong. It was ponce. You know how it is getting in and out of ponce. It's pain in the tail anyhow. And then that wind was kicking it, and I just overshot it. I come in hot, nosing it up, and didn't turn, and just bam.
That's
so
hilarious.
She's a little upset with me right now, but she'll get over it. So
yeah,
we've been out
TLC.
Huh?
Little TLC.
No, yeah, I know.
That. And then after that, you got to get the boat on the trailer. So I'm like, oh, I got this, right? Like,
yeah.
Right. Now, at this point, you got everybody's attention.
Well, right, exactly. Everybody's looking because everybody's up there fishing. But you know how, like, you get up to the dock and then you have to tie it off because it wants to, you know, kind of go away from the dock? Yeah, she wasn't doing that. She was sitting right up next to the dock, edged up there like, all right, now you can get off me.
That hurt.
I mean, she was a little, she's like, all right, you can leave now. Go get the trailer. I don't want you on me no more. She was a little upset.
Do I dare say and admit this on radio?
I don't know. I just said the A word, so.
I pulled up to the boat, the trailer on the boat ramp, It took me probably 3 or 4 times to get it on the trailer. I mean, yeah. The current was ripping that bad. But what's the guidepost on your trailer?
The drunk punks.
Is that what you call it? The guidepost?
Yeah.
I only have one guidepost on my trailer. I rammed that sucker pretty good.
You were real right drunk on that.
So, yeah, I had to fix... Honey! You ain't got nothing to do, dude. Add it to the honey-do list.
Got a little bit of time off. So, we've been out a good bit, and Jolene and I have been running around, and the redfish. I don't know if you've... Have you been out?
Yeah.
Great day in the morning. We talked about this last week, too, about the redfish. But mm-hmm. My God, at the amount of redfish. And not only the amount of redfish, the size of these mammer jammers.
They're monsters.
Monsters. I'm talking slobs. Mm-hmm. Slobs. Mm-hmm. Over slots. Upper slots. Yeah. Over slots. Absolute
babies
slobs.
Even. They're all different sizes, really.
They are. It's nice to see the rats out there, but these big old mammer jammers are super fun. And there's just so many of them, which I'm, you know, attributing to the closures and whatnot. Thank goodness for that.
It's but working.
It's obviously working, but mm-hmm. these things are huge. I mean, I'm talking getting broken off. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm talking back to fun.
Yeah.
Not just catching a fish and reeling it into the boat now. I'm talking them things giving
pulling,
you a fight,
you. Yeah.
Breaking you off, like actually mm-hmm. having a good time doing it.
That's awesome.
I've been on the east wall, been on the west wall the last 2 weeks. I mean, there's some monsters on the west wall. There's some monsters on the east wall. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of fun.
I hope next year they open it. Was it March next year? Do we have to wait? May,
yeah.
Because another thing too, the slob trout, holy crap.
I haven't found any trout.
Oh.
I'll
give you a good spot, trout spot, but I can't tell you. I'll tell you afterwards.
Well, I usually find a lot of trout over on Hog Island. Hog Island's usually full of trout. Trout Creek's full of trout.
Wasn't
There's
there,
so
like,
many
oysters beds over there or something?
Over
or
Hog Island?
Hog Island, is there oysters?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
no.
I'm thinking something different.
No. When you get down closer to Cape Hayes, there's the big oyster bed down there.
Yes.
But
by the trestles, right? Going in there. That turtle bay.
Yes. Yeah.
Up in there, right?
Closer. Yeah. Closer down that way. Mm-hmm. There's some oyster beds down there that'll wreck your day if you don't know they're there. Yeah. But you know, even where I usually catch trout, like I usually go out and catch redfish, snook, trout, like all day long. It's been redfish lately.
Yeah.
Not even like I'll see snook, but no snook, no trout. Redfish, solid redfish.
No kidding.
It's been, you know, 10 years ago we used to do that. Go out, catch a bunch of redfish, throw them in the boat, and that was your day. You know, you'd cover the boat in redfish. And the last couple of years, the last 5 to 6 years, redfish have been scarce.
No, they have.
Now,
especially
holy
those,
crap.
You didn't see those oversaw ones.
No.
Hardly at all.
They are beautiful right now. Beautiful. Like, if you ain't fishing for redfish right now, you're missing
well,
something
how many
good.
Years has it been closed now?
It was closed in 19.
Redfish?
We're on year, well, we're on year 2 now,
yeah,
so it's been closed for a full year. And
it's the first year for the trout, and it's like, what, 5 years for the snook?
Uh-oh.
3, 4 years for the snook?
No, snook's not been closed. All of it closed at the same time.
So 2 years ago, snook closed?
About a year and a half.
Yeah.
Really?
Year and a couple months, No. Now, snook was closed during the freeze, if that's what you're thinking. They were closed for a good couple of years.
Down there
but
where we live, they never opened. It hasn't opened since.
Snook's been open.
I don't think, has it?
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Snook's, you mean I've been letting them babies go?
You've been messing up, girl.
Get See what it. Happens when you start paying attention to the law?
You outlaw.
Outlaw. Oh, yeah, that's
you
right.
Outlaw.
I get those mixed up some.
Yeah, but I don't know what y'all are finding out there. Well, you're trout. I haven't seen
slobs,
any trout,
man.
But them dang redfish.
I'm going to tell
Holy
you
Holy crap.
I don't... In the trout, I know for the past few years back, it hasn't been good at all. Either mm-hmm. they haven't been around.
No,
or
we haven't.
Small. You know, mm-hmm. you're talking 12 inches. 14 inches, they have not been, and skinny,
mm-hmm.
skinny,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and you'd have to really search for them. Now, and now that they're closed, 1 year,
I know.
Not even a year,
it's
I don't
amazing,
think they've been closed. I mean, gators, I mean, monsters,
yeah, it's amazing, like, I see pictures of them, I've not found them, But, yeah. I mean, maybe they're just not, you know, I primarily fish the same place all the time, or the same area, not the same place, but maybe if I ventured out a little bit further, a little bit more, I might find them again, but,
yeah.
But yeah, there was not, what, a year ago, year and a half ago, we were all like, where the heck did the trout go? Like, where are they? And now I see pictures of them everywhere. It's nice to see. Mm-hmm. You know what that means, though? The best part of that? It means that our estuary is healthy.
Finally. Yeah,
I love that.
Well, I mean, you know as well as I know, it's gotten murdered.
Oh, my gosh. It's been terrible. We have been through
H-E
double hockey sticks around here with our water quality. Yeah.
It's just barely taking a beating on that water from the river.
Yes.
That nasty water from the river turning things up.
It's great out there, though. And the amount of people, what's it like down there? The amount of people fishing right now, because, you know, a lot of people are out of work and whatnot, but the amount of people on the water is absolutely insane.
Anybody that, like I said, anybody that owns a boat or knows somebody that owns a boat, today I seen a guy he had a homemade wooden boat with a trolling.
I love that it was scared. It's square.
I mean, people are just.
That's good to me.
People are just out there fishing all the
way. Yeah. Like, I can't, when I go out now, I've been going out in the afternoon, you know, 3-4 o'clock when everybody else is coming in because you can't, that's true. You're right. It's been a nice incoming tide, but that's when I can finally find a spot at the boat ramp.
Yeah.
The boat ramps have been insane. Just absolutely packed. So many people on the water.
That's true.
But yeah, I've been going out in the afternoon around 4 o'clock, 3-4 o'clock, been going out and just absolutely, they have been on fire.
Yep.
On fire. Now this weekend we have a front coming through, so probably won't be. I think this weekend Jolene's going to the spa. I had a buddy down in Cape Coral that does some really good work down there. So she's going to go get compounded and waxed and go get her spa day. So maybe she'll drop the attitude from running her into the dock.
That's funny.
That poor old boat. That, she does pretty good putting up with my crap.
But yeah, talking about the people out on the water, you can drive over the Matlache Bridge and you can look north or south. And it looks like I-75 in rush hour traffic.
Really?
No, it
does. Yeah, I can imagine.
Sailboats. I mean, you usually don't see big, we call them blow boats. I don't, you know, you don't see many of those hardly.
Blow boats.
You do, like in the intercoastal and stuff.
Yeah,
right.
But not in Matlache Pass.
I mean, the bridge is up, down, traffic is stopped. You know, people are mad.
Wow.
It's crazy.
I hear traffic down there is like, it's like a ghost town.
It is a ghost town.
I heard Matlache is an absolute ghost
town. Yeah, well, we went to get here, it usually takes me 40 minutes to drive here. 2 months ago, it was taking me 1 hour and 40 minutes to get here. Now, it's like 30 minutes. I mean, literally, Matlache is a ghost town.
That's what I've been hearing.
Now, the water in Matlache is completely, good luck trying to find any spot to fish or anything in Matlache, because it's just boats galore.
That's insane.
But when you get to the land, all the restaurants are closed.
Right.
All the art galleries are closed.
Yeah, everything.
We went from complaining about the traffic and trying to get around it to where did everybody go?
I know.
So I don't know if that's a good thing. It's not really a good thing for them, I guess, but
yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I've been doing my fishing in the evening time because there's just so many people on the water. So many people on the water.
Well, see, that's another thing too, and I didn't really realize this, but when they said the social distancing and we're going to be patrolling the sandbars and making sure people ain't bunching up and all that, what about all them school resource officers? I mean, there's just tons of law on the
everywhere. Law is out.
They're on the water like mad crazy.
Everywhere. The sheriff down there, Lee County Sheriff. What is it? Bill Prummel, I think, is your sheriff down there.
No, it's a.
I
try not to figure out who it is.
That's like,
I don't like to meet
that's like the principal knowing your name in school. You just don't fly under the radar. But anyhow, he did a big press conference, and he was very, very clear about it. He's
he
like,
was.
Even I'm going to be out he on was. The water. He said, I'm going to have everybody, all of FWC, all of my sheriff's officers, everybody, even a helicopter.
Yeah.
He had the helicopter out, and they were patrolling, making sure that nobody was stacking up on the sandbars and doing crap that they weren't supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And he said that they were out there more to educate than anything.
Yeah, they weren't trying to arrest anybody
or doing anything
bad. They weren't trying to harass people,
I did hear
that Sanibel, because you know you have the Sanibel Causeway, which everybody fishes from there.
Yeah.
Or lays on the beach. I mean, right. That's slap full. You can't even find a piece of sand half this time of the year to be able to go out there. And so it's usually busy. But now they said they wrote like 185 tickets on the Sanibel Causeway.
Wow, no kidding.
To people trying to sit up on the beach. And
no kidding. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So they're serious. I mean,
they are. But you know what? Mm-hmm. I would rather them do that. You know, I know that's a lot of resources, but I would rather them do that because a lot of counties in the state right now, all of their boat ramps are shut down. Mm-hmm. And they did shut ours down for about 5 hours. And they made a pretty good point because I think a lot of people were like, we better tighten up and follow the rules. But we are, you know, from what I see, just what I see posting like on Facebook and social media and whatnot, a lot of people, you know, griping that their boat ramps are closed in a lot of counties. Yeah. So I think we're one of few counties, local counties, even Sarasota County's boat ramp, Manatee County boat ramps are closed, where our boat ramps are actually open. So it's good to see them out there telling people, listen, you know, move, get away, instead of just being like, all right, y'all are done. We're not doing this anymore. We're shutting the boat ramp. So
I think since they really made it a push, you know, and they said they're going to be in helicopters, they're going to be, everybody's going to be, I mean, the boaters took that serious.
They were clear
about it.
There's
a lot of people that I've come across since then that are like, you know what, we're not going to screw this up because this is all we got.
And even the sheriff, the governor, the sheriff, they both said, we want y'all on the water. We want y'all out getting that release
well,
and
when you watch
having something to do. Like, we want you. Don't screw this up.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Well, like, you watch the news and the weatherman's like, it's going to be a beautiful day to go out on the boat, you know?
Yeah.
But they always say, well, remember not to, you know, they give you the rundown.
Right, exactly,
know?
Give you the guidelines. So, again, you know, they're clear about it. They're not trying to be secretive or trying to screw you up. They're very clear about it.
The day after they did that, some police officers came into the shop and they said, you know, we're not here to run people off. We don't want to run people off. We want to educate them on what's going on. You know, a lot of people, and I'm one of them, I'll admit, you know, at first when this all started, I'm like, come on, y'all, it's the flu. You know?
Yeah.
And then, like we discussed earlier, it's like, okay, hundreds of people are dying.
Stuff started
overnight.
Getting
You're
a
like,
little more,
okay, now it's time to take it more serious, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and I was that person that, like, I didn't even know what was going on until, like, 2 weeks after it happened. Like, I'm looking at posts on Facebook going, what do you mean there's no toilet paper? What? Is something is there a hurricane? You know? And now I'm telling all my friends, hey, if you happen to find toilet paper, I'll buy it from you. You know?
I've got someone pie for sale. Yeah. Not like.
That's hilarious.
I think I told you. I think we talked about this last time, but I went to Lazy Flamingo on Bakilia.
Uh-huh.
And if you had spent $20, you got a free roll of
toilet
paper.
That was their little gig. That's
right.
Funny,
so, like, the other day, I found that in my boat, and I'm like, oh, I need to take that inside. Free toilet paper.
I knew that.
But now I'm like, crap, Lazy Flamingo's closed. Where do I get toilet paper?
That's hilarious. Yeah, like, at the shop, we had, you know, in the bathroom, there's a shelf over top. And you usually keep paper, the towels for the hand, you know, the towels.
Yeah.
And then toilet paper.
Yeah.
For back, you know.
Yeah.
And they had to take all that out of there and hide it because people were, like, walking away with toilet paper, like, dude, it's toilet paper, you know?
I know, it's hilarious. So I usually keep ours, like, outside in the restrooms, you know, like the guys' restrooms out in the shop and whatnot. Yeah. So I found some online on Staples or something. I got, like, one pack of 36 of it. I put that stuff right in the boss man's office, like behind the chairs. I hit it, doors closed. I'm like, yeah, exactly. Like, you'd think that stuff was gold.
No, right?
You know, I got power tools all over the place,
right.
But the toilet paper's under lock and key. It's funny
hilarious.
How these times happen.
I think
happen.
We took power tools out of the closet to put the toilet paper in there.
Right. It's
hilarious.
Crazy times for sure.
But it's really good for fishing. I mean, this is the best time of the year for us.
Oh my goodness. How beautiful is the water out there right now? Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. It's
absolutely
clear.
It's clear as a whistle. It's too clear. It's it does make fishing a little bit challenging because it's so
they can see you.
Clear.
You can see them.
Exactly.
Can see
but you try
you know?
To get into those places where you see the mullet have been and they've stirred up the bottom and it's a little muddy in there so you can, you know, fish a little better. But just running Like, it's just beautiful. I went out, not last weekend, 2 weekends ago, went down to, I was out fishing, ran down to Burnt Store Marina, grabbed lunch, because you can still run down there and, you know, order it on the telephone and you can pick it up there, grabbed lunch, and then went out and just sat at the bar.
Yeah.
Took the, you know, went back out the channel, went to the bar, put my power pole down on the bar, and just sat there and ate my lunch. It was a nice little breeze, awesome. And just the bar right now glows.
Yeah.
Like, literally glows. It looks like a glow stick. The water is so freaking beautiful right now.
When I went out, you had that sucker on plane, and you're like...
Yeah.
You go... I went over a piece of bottom that I know... with my eyes closed, I could get us around it. Seriously, in the dark. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. With no moon. You know, I could get us I could get us where we need to go.
And you got the
no
white lights, knuckle grip. Nothing.
But that water's so clear that I was just... I had that sucker on plane, and it made me pucker a little bit because that water was so clear that it was like...
I know. You're like 4 foot of water, but it looks like you're in 6 inches of water, you know? And I love taking my GoPro, and I put a mount up on my my trolling motor. And I have one on my console, and I love turning my... I'm going to put one on my trolling motor for this purpose, because it's just so beautiful. But I have one on my console, and just to turn the GoPro on and video the run, because it really does. It looks like you're in 6 inches of water.
It does.
And even going places that you've been going since you were five,
you're
still like... when it's clear, you're not used to it being clear. You just kind of close your eyes and go because it's always coffee colored. You know, you don't care. You don't think about
it.
It's always brown.
You don't
exactly.
Really care, you
but
know
now
I mean?
Like, you're like, holy
out of sight,
crap.
Out of mind, right?
Wait a second. Is this what I've been running in? You know, and it's so beautiful out there.
That's
so
because of lack of rain, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. These are our March through like July when starts raining are just absolutely most beautiful. So like, if you don't have a boat, get one.
Yes.
Like, tell your husband you want a boat. Tell your boyfriend you want a boat. Tell your boss you need a raise. Go buy a boat. Like, oh my gosh.
Fixer upper boat.
Yes.
Yeah. It's gone. We traded it for work around the house. But anyways, we bartered. But
we bartered.
But I now have room for my new skiff boat when I get it.
What are we getting?
I've been thinking I might get a Jolene.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jolene's going to have a sister. Oh.
Nice boat.
They are nice boats. Have y'all seen the Mitzis? The Mitzi skiffs? Now, there's a lot of them out on Boquilla. There's a place right there by the center that they have a ton of Mitzi skiffs. Those are real nice, too.
Go check that out.
They are nice, but yeah, I think a Jolene would be great. Jolene's perfect for... if it gets a little choppy out there, she can handle it, but she can still get... Jolene's going to have a sister. I'm so excited.
You girls are killing me.
Ah!
Wait till my husband hears this.
All right, ladies,
it'll be a threesome. Tight lines.
Bye. Bye.